Advices Radio Network.
Advices Radio is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The opinions of the host are not meant to be taken as medical advice. If you have a health concern, see a doctor immediately.
When it comes to the day of the contest, I'm his father. He comes to me for advices. So it's not that hard for me to give him the wrong advices.
The wrong advices.
What's up, guys, and welcome to another episode of Advices Radio. I'm your host, Scott McNally. Been away for a little bit here. You guys didn't hear from Advices last week. Well, you heard from the Advices Radio Network, but you didn't hear from the show Advices itself. And, well, there's a reason for that. I'm kind of like a one-track mind person. And things have been going really good with my diet clients. I got wrapped up in that, and I didn't focus as much on podcasting. Thing is that I don't want to just pump things out just to have another show. I mean, it's nice when I can put out a show every week. I think that's great, but I wasn't feeling it last week. So nonetheless, Advices Radio shall press on. We had some good stuff last week. This week, a little bit later, we are going to hear from the Muscle Minds. Jordan and Scott are back with me. Next week, we'll be back with Blood, Sweat, and Gear, Clinical Muscle, and another episode of Advices Radio, back on track with an interview episode. And for this show today, I sit down with the guys from Strength Depot, Shane and Chuck and Jake. They had me out to work out with them, and then afterwards we sat down and recorded a quick podcast. I'm not super happy with how it came out. Normally I record everything in the studio. Location-wise, the place looked great, but you're going to see shortly that there's quite an echo. So I hope that you can deal with that. If not, you know, we'll have some other programs out for you this week, and next week we'll be back with studio recordings. Even though it didn't come out the way I'd like it to sound, I love the message that these guys have, and I feel like it could be of value to all of us. So check it out, and I will talk to you guys soon. I hope that everybody's doing great. I hope your training's going awesome. I hope that you're being honest in the gym with those hard reps, giving it everything you've got. Hope that your diet's on point, and I hope that you're making progress. Guys, we only get one shot at this, so stay healthy. Stay strong and keep listening to Advices Radio.
Got a big plan, this mindset. Maybe it's right at the right place and right time. Maybe tonight in a whisper or handshake, sending a sign. Wanna make out and kiss hard, wait, never mind. Late night in passing, mention it, flip to her best friend. It's no thing, maybe it slipped, but the slip turns to terror and a crush to like. Then she walked in, he froze up, leave it to fright.
All right, guys, welcome to Advices Radio. We're on a special on-location recording today, so I know that the acoustics aren't going to be perfect for this episode. If you can't deal with that, you can always press stop, and we will be back next week. But nonetheless, this is a lot of fun. I am with, of course, Chuck Zarowski, resident trainer of Advices Radio, and then we've got Shane Rickman, owner of the Strength Depot. We are recording at Strength Depot today. And Jake Maloney. So Jake's sitting in with us, and he's one of the strongman competitors or lifters here at the gym. Guys, thank you for being here. Chuck, how you doing, man?
Good, Scott. Nice to see you again. It's been a little while since I got to see you in person.
Yeah, and we don't normally get to say see you, you know, when we're recording.
Not at all. We normally, like, it takes a little while for me to to get a hold of you and vice versa. So it's good to finally see you again and good to hang out with you. I enjoy it.
Yeah, right on. And Shane, how you doing today, man? Thanks for having us at your gym and thanks for letting me train. I appreciate it.
Well, of course. Glad to have you out.
Yeah, right on.
Finally.
And Jake, I hear that you are a yo-yo champion.
Yeah, you know, I was one of the best in the world from 2002 to 2006, but, you know.
But who's counting?
Who's counting, right?
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
And I would have to think that you are the world's strongest yo-yo champion.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, I'd say so.
No kidding.
Not a lot of yo-yo power lifters.
No, not too many. Most of them are just short and from all over the world. So,
like me?
Yeah, like Chuck, yeah.
So you do strongman and powerlifting?
I have done strongman for about a year and 2 months, and I'm going to start doing powerlifting as soon as USS Nationals is over. So
okay.
Just thinking maybe, hopefully, if I get picked for Relentless or another smaller meet. So right, we'll
now,
see.
Now tell me, what is Relentless again? Because you're talking to a bodybuilding community here, and okay. We've talked about that a little bit before with Shane, but it's been a while.
Yeah, basically what it is it's a fundraiser for terminally ill kids, and we raise money for these ill kids, and we powerlift. We lift heavy-ass weight.
Right on.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And the kids are there, too, so the kids get to see it. Some of the kids get to show up. They get to interact with the powerlifters, and I mean, it's just an amazing thing. If you've never not been to Relentless, please go. And it's just one of the most amazing things you'll ever experience.
And it's all local kids, yep. which is kind of the draw of it for me.
Yeah.
Because I mean, you actually get to see the kids, like Chuck said, and you get to meet the families, and it is like a family thing. Like everybody knows each other. Everybody. Whether it's Facebook or in person, or you know, some of the fundraisers I've done, a lot of the Relentless families come out and support, and it's just a great community, great group of people.
And the nice thing is too is like the kids get to interact with them, and most of the lifters develop a bond with some of the kids.
That's cool.
They develop a bond, so it's like my friend TJ Hayes, like he has somebody that comes over the house, his wife babysits. They interact with like the kids' parents. It's one of the coolest things, and it's an inclusive thing. Like a lot of times you see like powerlifting and bodybuilding and strongman, and people on the outside and the periphery think it's like exclusive. It's like exclusive company.
Yeah.
It's inclusive. This is something that brings not just like people that are in the sport together, but families and outside families and people that, you know, need help, or, you know, people that are not as fortunate as we are.
Yeah.
And it brings it in. It's an inclusive type of thing. It's beautiful.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I came out to Strength Depot. This was back around the holidays. And Shane, you had a different fundraiser set up. It was for a woman, I believe she had stage 4 cancer.
Right, that was a woman I'd worked with when I was doing some security work downtown, and found out earlier this year through friends that she had developed stage 4 cancer, she'd been cleared for a clinical trial in Tennessee, that she had to travel 3 times a month down to Tennessee, which of course, you know, would take a toll on somebody financially.
Sure.
She had 2 young kids. So this was part of our Lifts for Gifts, we call it. This is the 3rd year we've done it, and we just pick local families. So we chose hers, and excuse me, like we discussed last time I was on, I've got such a great group of people at my gym. I kind of threw it out there and said, hey, here's what we're going to do, and everybody kind of just went together. She had a son, Jace, who wanted to play Station 4 for Christmas.
Yeah.
And everybody on our Facebook page kind of went together. One person went out and bought it. Everybody else pitched in, and the kids had a real good time, came out, watched everybody lift, and they opened their presents there at the gym, and everybody kind of got to see it, and it was kind of cool all the way around.
Nice. Yeah, it was, I felt very emotional. I know that, you know, I showed up at the beginning, and you guys were getting ready to start with a deadlift, and before that, you spoke up, you let everybody know, hey, this is why we're here, and you introduced her. And she spoke a little bit, and I choked up a little bit, man.
Right.
It was is really intense, and I thought it was really cool too, because you know a lot of times the stuff that we focus on, especially in bodybuilding, it's very, as we always say, it's a very selfish activity. You know, it's really self-centered, focused on the things that you need to do to be your best in the gym and on the stage. It's awesome to see. In your strength powerlifting community that you're actually doing these types of things, that you can reach out and you can actually help other people and make their lives better. So it really is cool, man.
Yeah, it's been, I don't know, like I said, when I first got into powerlifting and strongman, from the outside, it is, like you said, a little intimidating, and you think it's a real tight group of people, and you question whether or not you're going to be accepted in, and
yeah.
I've never seen anybody who was turned away. You know, maybe lack of effort would probably be the only reason someone wouldn't be invited back, but yeah. Even here at the gym, now that we've expanded into a bigger space, I've had a lot of inquiries, people wanting to come in, and the first thing everybody says is, I'm not sure if I'm ready to come in, and I keep telling them, I go, there's not a single person here who won't accept you and won't give you tips and who won't bring you in, and it's, I don't know, just like I said, from top to bottom,
yeah,
almost everybody I've met has been real accepting of new people.
I've been to a lot of gyms, and you know, over the last 30 years,
yeah,
and like I started off at like a mom and pop gym, and it was pretty inclusive, but I have to say that this gym is filled with, I have to say that this gym is filled with like the nicest people, the most sincere people, and the most welcoming people that I've ever been around. And I mean, it's an absolute honor to actually train at Strength Depot. At least for me, it's something that I've always wanted, a home, and I feel like I'm home.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, your family here for sure. Absolutely.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I had never been to this location. This is the new spot. And I actually lived like literally three streets down on Irvin for about 7 years. I had a flat over there. So I love this neighborhood. And I almost didn't find the place. And then I saw these two people pulling in before me, and I was like, they look like younger people that have no other business pulling into an industrial complex. Yeah. And we go through, I'm gonna follow them. We go like basically down this like path, I'm not even gonna call it a road. We pass some dump trucks and go through this gate, and there's railroad tracks to one side, there's this building to the other. And I'll tell you what, I had never been to this location. Everybody here was so cool. Everybody that I talked to was just super friendly. You know, like you said, man, there's no like intimidation, which I think is really awesome. So
I don't know if it was like CrossFit.
Wait, hold on a second. I want to let everybody hear that train. There's like a train on the other side of the wall right now. I said we're by the tracks. That thing's got to be like 50 feet past this cinder block wall here.
Which is great for us, because anybody who knows that we were actually evicted out of our last location because our deadlifts were too loud and dropping weights. So when we came and looked at this place, I saw the train track 50 feet away and said, perfect. There's not a single person that can bitch about noise if there's a train going by. So
I'm sorry, though, Chuck. Well,
no, you hear about, it? Like, and that's true, though, but you hear about CrossFit, and you hear about, like, people like to do it because it's a very, like, you know, it's kind of collegial, and, you know, it's you get the support. A lot of people in CrossFit feel that they get support when they go to the boxes and whatnot. This is not a CrossFit gym. Not that people can't do that here, but this is not a CrossFit gym, but it's the same type of atmosphere. It's just a real positive, supportive atmosphere. Like, you're not going to find this at a normal gym. What did you say that the tenants, like, next to you said about how the security is here?
Right. The where we're actually set up right now is a couple guys who rebuild and restore hot rods. We're sitting next to a 67 Galaxy right now with a 427. there's a Model T over there that's chopped with a big block in it. And the way our location is set up, because of fire code, our back door, our second door, actually opens up into their space where they've got these, you know, high-dollar cars. So when I met the guys for the first time, I just let them know, all of our members have a key. They can come and go as they please. But just to put your mind at ease, they're all personal friends of mine. They're people I can vouch for. You know, none of your stuff's going to be. And the guy goes, are you kidding me? We were just looking over here saying this is the best damn security team we could ever hire. So the guy was real cool. And like I said, fortunate to have somebody like that next to us.
That's really cool. Yeah, we're in their space right now because there was just a little bit too much noise to set up in the gym itself. And, of course, we don't want to stop anybody from working hard in there. So we took a step over to the side. So once again, too, guys, forgive us for all the noise. We'll be back in the normal studio on the next episode. But I thought it would be a lot of fun to get in here. So what's going on, Chuck? What's new, brother?
Well, not much. I have a video up on Instagram of my son doing 70-pound farmer walks in each hand. And it's like a two-minute video, and he just gave his blood and guts. And, like, I mean, he started crying at the end, and, like, we were all cheering him on, and it was pretty amazing. So one of the highlights of my life.
But yeah, it was pretty cool. I got to see this video right before we were recording, and guys, I'll tell you, I mean, Ben, you know, he starts doing this farmer's walk, and he gets about halfway there before he can't go any further because it's like he's just out of oxygen, and you know, he basically drops it, and he's down on his knees, and he's huffing, and he's trying to get air together. And I can see the look in his face. It's like right now, this kid is learning what it means to push your body to the absolute limit. Because there's a point in our lives where we don't know what our limits are. And then there's a point where, especially like for a lot of us, definitely for me, I got in the gym and I started realizing that I could challenge myself and I could find those limits. And it's kind of weird when you first discover, like, this is all I have. I just gave 100%. And I couldn't do any more, you know. And then he takes a couple breaths and he musters it up, and then he goes another 4 feet. Man, that was so cool to see.
You know, it's an 11-year-old kid. It's an 11-year-old kid that kept pushing himself and didn't quit. And the thing is like things like that, things like, you know, Mason trains with Shane. And then Rob's son, what's Rob's son's name?
Dylan.
Dylan trains with Rob Fucarelli, his dad. And it's lessons that they're learning, like at 11 years old, and to not quit, to keep going, even when they think that they can't, to continue going. And these are lessons that will carry on in life.
Yeah.
And that's another thing that I owe Shane for, is, you know, my son gets to come in here and train. And, you know, I'm a pretty good authority on training my son because I'm not going to let him get hurt.
Sure.
And then I have, like, you know, years, like some years of experience doing it. But to be allowed to be able to do that with my son is one of the like the most amazing things in my life. And I owe Shane that because another gym wouldn't allow me to do that.
Sure. So. A lot of gyms have like a rule where you have to be 14 or over, right?
Which is dumb.
Yeah.
I mean, basically all we're doing is mimicking work, right, Shane?
Right, exactly. And what I saw in that video is awesome to me because especially with strongman, and a lot of adults can't grasp this concept, but you are capable of so much more than you even realize. That's what you got to harness to be successful at strongman is to, when you're in the middle of something, whether it's a Husafell stone carry or something, you have to push yourself. And a lot of people can't do that. So the people who are successful are the ones who can push past the, you know, the point of mental fatigue and physical fatigue. And I actually owe that to when I first got started in strongman, I was looking for some equipment for sale. There's a guy named Jim Harborn. Shout out to Jim. He was pretty big when I first got started helping me out. But I bought a Husafell stone from him that he had made out of concrete. It was all torn up, and I think it was 315 pounds. And he sold it to me for $75.
Wow.
So I go to his house to pick it up, and his driveway was really narrow. I was driving my buddy's truck and didn't feel real confident backing up his driveway. So I parked at the street. I walked back to Jim's garage and you know, sitting. Talk to him for a little bit, give him his money, and he goes, "All right, there you go." He goes, "My wife's got food on the table."
Huh.
So I picked up this stone, 315 pounds off the floor, and I went about 4 feet and put it down. I go, "Fuck." I go, "Jim, do you have like a wagon or something I can put it in?" And he looked at me with the most disappointed look on his face. And he goes, "No, there's not a wagon. Pick it up and take it." So I'm like, "Shit." So I reached out, picked it up again, went about 5 feet, put it down, and I'm like, "Man." And he looks at me and he goes, "My wife's got food on the table. I've got your money. So either you pick up this fucking stone and carry it to your truck or leave it where it is. I'll pick it up, carry it back into my garage. I'll eat dinner and keep your money." And I was like, "Man." So I reach down, pick it up again. I go about 5 feet and he sees that I want to put it down. And he goes, "Picking up's the hardest part. Go." And he yelled at me. And I met this guy twice. And he's in my face and yelling. And I ended up walking all the way to the street. It was probably 60 feet, 70 feet. Put it in the back of my truck. And he says, "If you're going to be good at strongman, that's the kind of thing you got to do. When you think you can't go any farther, you got to harness that. You got to go past it. Because once you stop, it's even harder to start back again." So just And that's something that was probably 8 years ago. And that's something to this day. I was even coaching Dylan a couple weeks ago, and that's what I kept saying was, finish it, because finishing it right now is way better than having to pick it up three more times and, you know, making another 45 seconds out of it. So I owe that to Jim, and that's something anytime I coach somebody that I you know, kind of beat into their heads that you can do it. You just have to, you know, convince yourself that you can do it and push past that point where you just want to break.
And that's the thing with Ben is, like, in that video, like you were talking about, is at the very end of that, when he completed it, tears were in his eyes.
Yeah.
And he came up and he grabbed me, and I started, like, he was crying, and then I started crying. And then Mike, I have a great friend, Mike, who's training here, and shout out to Mike Folks. He's training. Mike's probably 260, 270.
Yeah.
Mike had tears in his eyes. And, like, we were all cheering him. And so he gets me out at the very end of, like, when we're driving home. And he says, I said, why were you crying? I just want to know.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, one, Dad, he goes, it was hurting. He said, but I wasn't crying because it was hurting. I was crying because all four of you or all three of you were cheering me on. He goes, I didn't think I could do it, but you guys gave me the energy to do it.
Wow.
He goes, you guys gave me that. He goes, and when somebody does that for you, Dad, he goes, it makes you feel amazing. He goes, makes you feel like you can do anything.
Wow.
That's what this gym is about. That's Strength Depot, and that's what it's about. Jake, how long have you been training here?
So I started training here in February of 2016, so about a year and 2 months or so. And my lifts have improved drastically with the help of Shane and with a bunch of the other guys in here. It's been a real, real fun ride. I've been going to a lot of contests. I qualified for the USS Nationals.
Nice.
So I was pretty pumped about it. That's been a goal of mine really since I started. And so I was very, very, very happy about that.
What are you strongest at?
I'm strong at moving events. My static strength needs work. But as we're going to talk about here in a little bit, we ran a squat seminar. I called it a squat party here at the depot, and that really helped me out. And I'm hoping we can keep on doing that type of thing. But I'm pretty good at moving events. So things like the truck pulls,
okay,
and farmers carries, things of that nature.
And you're a big dude. What are you weighing in?
I'm about 6'4", about 325.
Okay.
And when I started, I was about 350. And, like, you look at that very first picture, because we took a picture the first day I ever came in.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, I was, you know, I'm a big guy now, but, I mean, I was really big then, and I've shrunk down quite a bit. So it's been very cool, and I owe it all to the guys here.
So how did you get involved in this? How did you get to Strength Depot? How did you get involved in Strongman?
So it's something. Strongman was something I'd always wanted to do. Ever since I saw it on TV.
World's Strongest Man.
Yeah. In the late 90s, I think I was in fifth grade when I first saw it. And I was like, wow. You know, I think it was Mark Felix was deadlift holding two cars. And I was like, that is awesome. Like, I really want to do that. So, and you know, I kept looking online, and there was a place in Mount Pleasant that I never actually got to. I went to Central Michigan. And I tried Olympic lifting for a while, but then one day, every 3 months or so, I'd type into Google. I'd say, you know, strongman gyms near Plymouth, Michigan. And then one day, I just happened to think about it and looked it up and saw Strength Depot out in Livonia. Now, obviously, we're here in Plymouth, so it's closer to me. But, and it just kind of went on Google and met Shane and Dean Nespian was over here. And, yeah, just kind of hit it off and... Man, had a blast the first time, and just kind of kept on coming back. I mean, you know, it's like Shane said, as long as you put the work in, like, the people are more than happy to help you here.
That's cool. Yeah, it's something that's new to me, you know, from coming from a bodybuilder background, and, you know, that's obviously what I still train in. This is, I want to tell the listening audience that, everybody's throwing names around here. I don't know most of these guys either. So, you're just as out of the loop as, if you're just as out of the loop as me, just hang in there, you know. But this is great because I like hearing about the community you guys have. I think that's pretty cool. Tell me about this this squat seminar that you guys are doing.
Shane, it was actually Shane's idea.
Yeah. I just feel like of the three main lifts, the squat is the one that most people probably do the least often, or probably need the most help with. I think with deadlifting, you can do it with poor technique and still get away with it.
You ever see the cat videos on YouTube where the guys get the
cat
rounded?
Back, right.
Oh,
and
okay.
Bench press, everybody's been doing since they were 14 years old, so you've got that down pat. But squats, I just feel like a lot of people don't do it because they're either afraid of hurting themselves or afraid of having poor technique.
Hmm.
So that was the thing I got with Rob and JJ Thomas, who's here, and Chuck, and just said, hey, let's just, even just for the members, and let's put something together just so everybody's confident, everybody feels good about their squat. Rob Futrelli had helped a couple of the members out last week, and he just said, man, I was working with James, and that kid is just brutally strong, but had no technique, and, you know, didn't even know even the rules 1 through 3 of how to squat. So the first time Rob worked with this kid, the kid hit like a 515 squat or something, like a 70-pound PR. So I said, well, let's down the road, I wanted to do something, you know, invite everybody from the outside. So I said, well, let's open something up just to the members. That way, you know, the three of us can just make sure we're all seeing the same thing and we're all cueing the same thing. And it was funny because Rob and Chuck kind of took over, but they were seeing the same thing and they were on the same page. And I think at one point even joked that, hey, were we separated at birth? Because we were, you know, we were seeing the same thing and coaching the same way. And Jake, who's sitting next to us, hit a 605 box squat, which was
a 70-pound PR.
A 70-pound PR for him. And,
wow.
And, superior coaching, what can I say?
and I think everybody hit a PR that day, and it was just very simple, even cues like bracing and keeping your head up and big chest and scaps retracted.
What are people doing wrong? What can you tell people here today?
Jake, what do you think, like, when you started, like, when we started squatting that day, what did we cue you on, or what were we looking at?
It was my knees. You wanted to force my knees out, have a little bit wider stance, but the biggest thing was to stay tight. And I think that was my biggest issue, was staying tight and getting the correct position.
It was staying tight, and I remember, like folding over.
Yes.
Like, and trying to stay upright, trying to get your back a little bit tight, like trying to keep everything, like... It's almost like you want to keep your back tight, you want to keep everything tight, but also keeping like your hips in line with your shoulders, or the bar in line with your hips, in line with your feet.
Right.
And Rob Fucarelli, like, I can't say enough about him. Like, technically, he is probably the most amazing lifter like I've ever been around. Rob just has a great eye for things, and he's got a great eye for coaching. And like, you know, Rob is probably what, 220 now, 230?
Probably 220.
220, okay. I think, yeah.
At one point, Rob squatted 900 pounds, over 900 pounds in the competition. So, and he made himself. He's not the most gifted genetically, but as Shane says, Rob's a warrior. He's an absolute warrior in the gym and takes no prisoners, and he just makes sure that he's just an amazing, amazing technical lifter. So when we were queuing, like, Rob and I tend to see the same things and see the things the same way, and we tend to verbalize it in a very similar way. So when we were coaching, man, I was getting a great vibe. Like, Rob and I were feeding off of each other, and then more people started to chime in, whatever they saw. And the nice thing about it is, a lot of gyms that you'll have, like, or if you go to a certain gym and you say, hey, if you squat this way, maybe you can squat more, people would be like, fuck off, you know, you know, there's a lot of egos involved, that type of thing. No egos. It was just all everybody trying to help everybody else, and it came out I think it came out great. Like, Mike Folks did he'd never squatted over 5 before, or he'd never even squatted or touched 5 before, and I think he did 505
easily,
where he could have had 555 in him. And all it is like a bunch of people that have a little bit of experience cueing and trying to make sure that everybody's on the same page doing it correctly. And it was cool. We probably spent 2-3 hours in here.
Oh yeah.
And then afterwards, because it's a private gym, we cracked a beer.
But, no kidding. Yeah, super fun. It was a really good time.
And I think we're going to try and do a couple more of these. Like, we're going to do, Shane wants to open them up to, like, the public, because we just did it for the members.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to have maybe a couple types of seminars with, like, PowerPoint, question and answer, and then training afterwards. So I think we're going to try and do that for all three lifts at one point. And strongman as well. So we're just, I mean, because we're trying to be like inclusive, I think it's a great thing. And I think it's a way for people to be presented information, not in an aggressive way, but in an educated kind of friendly way that we're just here to help too. You know?
Yeah. And we kind of talked about, Chuck and I did, about whenever you post anything online, whether it be Facebook or social media, all of the warriors and coaches come out of the blue and just tear you down and tear that, which is, I think, another reason that a lot of people don't post squat videos. I mean,
sure.
You know, because everybody's got something to say about everybody else's thing. So with the clinics and bringing people in, I just want people to know that we have people here who know what they're doing, and they'll walk you through it, and there should be no hesitation whatsoever, whether you're, you know, level one or you know, a really good squatter, so...
That's pretty cool.
I think what we're going to do is have, like, some beginner classes or some beginner seminars.
Yeah.
And, like, just, like, here, just basics. Like, this is how you hold the bar. This is where you put your feet. This is how you, like, hey, let's look at your appendages. Are you a quad squatter? Are you a hamstring squatter? Are you a glute squatter? That type of thing. And then build from there. So
that was really something kind of cool to see that everybody squats a little bit differently. And I'd never seen that before or even knew that. But I mean, like, because I'd never really used my hamstrings, but I've always been very quad dominant. But, you know, the day after I was feeling it in my glutes finally, and I was like, wow.
Really?
Yeah. It was the first time I'd ever felt squatting in my glutes, which was really cool, I thought. So
what's kind of nice about box squatting, which is what we did that day, there's a couple of good things about box squatting. One, it really tends to work your deadlift, because a deadlift is coming from a non-loaded position, and you're loading from a non-loaded position, you're picking the bar up, and you're bringing it up. And when you're box squatting, you're actually sitting on that box and breaking tension a little bit, or keeping tension, but you're breaking that static dynamic type thing, and you're exploding off that box. Yeah. So you're going from an almost unloaded position to a loaded position. So, and the other thing is too, is like, let's say if you have injuries, you can keep your knees more vertical. You can keep your below your knee a little more vertical than you can in a normal squat. So it's a little bit safer for the knees, and if you have injuries, box squats are a great way to recover, because you tend to recover a little bit quicker on a box squat than you do on a normal squat. Hmm. So all around, it also kind of teaches you your depth. You can adjust your depth on a box squat. Yeah. And I'm not to say box squats are for everybody, because they're not. Everybody shouldn't box squat, or to say that everybody should do something, I think is incorrect. But I think there's a benefit to everything that you do. And I think box squats, there are benefits to it. So I think it was fun. I really enjoyed it. I got such a positive energy from it, and I think the whole gym fed off of it. And at one point, there were people in the gym that, like, were not taking part in the seminar, but they stopped and started surrounding all of us, and they were listening in on seeing what was going on and what we were talking about. And then people actually were like, hey, can I try that? And other people that weren't even involved in the seminar decided to come in. And obviously, it was great. I mean, we just had a great time.
And that, again, is a testament to the people who were there, because we were already up into the 400s and 500s, and we had a couple people who wanted to jump in, and nobody complained whatsoever. So we would strip the 400 down back to 135 for someone to jump in and get warmed up, and there wasn't, even secretly, there wasn't anybody who was like kind of pissed off about it and angry. So
that's cool.
We stripped it down and had Tony, one of the new female lifters, jumped in and got the cues, and it was, like I said, just everybody
was... She got a PR, too.
Yeah, she had a PR that day, also.
What was funny about her, too, is, like, she just was leaning forward a little bit on the upper part of the body, and all it was correcting that, and she's a natural squatter. She does it perfect, almost.
Nice.
So
there's a lot of nice equipment that you've got here, Shane. I trained a little bit of legs this morning before we started recording here, and I had the opportunity to, for the first time in my life, use a belt squat machine. So how long have you had this belt squat machine for?
Bought the belt squat machine in February after my second upper body surgery in just over 13 months. So the belt squat basically is just, for anybody who hasn't seen it, is just as it sounds. It's a belt that goes around your waist, and then there's a cable that goes underneath to a weight stack, and you basically squat down. Again, with none of the weight on your shoulders, on your anything in your upper body, so you can do a lot of things with it. I do good mornings with it, now that I can put weight on my shoulders again.
Nice.
Good mornings, even like real heavy marches.
And what do the marches do, Shane?
A lot of people. I actually saw a TPS Malden gym in Boston. Went there last summer, and it was kind of. I saw the belt squat. Didn't know anything about it, and there was a line of about 8 guys lined up to use it. So I kind of held back and tried to show everybody I wasn't a newbie and just kind of watch. And everybody, they had it loaded with about 5 plates on each side, and everybody just kind of did walking marches. And I kind of walked over a little bit closer and asked somebody, and they said it almost worked as like traction for their back, and whether, kind of loosen their back up, or if they were having back issues or hip issues, and it kind of just stretched them out almost. The one guy said he liked it better than using his inversion table that he had. So, and that was literally all 8 guys just jumped in, and they kind of cycled through just doing walking marches. So
that's cool.
Jake, being 6'5", do you use the belt squat?
I do. Yeah, it's a good, it's definitely a good piece of equipment to have. It's helped me in my deadlift. It's helped me in my squats. Like it's a good machine.
I don't know many gyms that have a belt squat.
No,
this
really
is the only
don't.
Gym I've ever been to that has a belt squat.
I had never used one before. And so lately what I've been doing, and my goals are different than you guys. Mm-hmm. My goal isn't necessarily to move a lot of weight, but make sure that I'm using the right muscle that I'm intending to work while I'm moving it. So one of my goals has been to try to make weight harder, and then that way I can use a little bit less. So I'll do like a lot of pre-fatiguing work before I start squatting. And in the last month, every week I've been using pause squats. So I do a 2-second pause at the bottom, fire up explosively, no rest at the top. I almost think of it as a piston, the way a piston fires up and then comes right back down. But then on that negative, I try to do a 3-second negative. Initially, I tried to employ that technique here, but it was different, and I felt like I wasn't getting the most out of the exercise. By the time that I had finished, I found that I was much better firing up explosively, almost taking a pause at the top without locking out to squeeze my quads, and then allow myself to go back down. It was more about the concentric portion of the movement. To me, that's what it was all about more than the negative. And it was very different. I'll say the feel overall was very different than a traditional squat.
And then, like we discussed before, even putting the band down there makes that concentric even harder, because the eccentric portion is going to get lighter as you go down. And then as you come up with the band. So I almost every time I use a belt squat, I use it with the band.
And I can see why now. Because initially, I didn't like the way the band felt. I wanted to keep more of a constant tension and then get my paws at the bottom. But then by the end, I was using the band too. It felt really good.
And the first time I used a belt squat, like I said, just because that weight's all on your hip, the first time I used it, I just said, man, my deadlift is going to go up, because it just feels like it's all posterior chain, but then you get done with it and you feel that it did hit your quads and hit everything. But yeah, it's a nice piece of equipment. Very happy with the purchase.
That's cool.
Shane, you keep bringing a lot of new pieces in here. What's your favorite piece overall?
I don't know. It's from the Strongman. I mean, Atlas stones are my favorite. We actually just purchased the Stones of Steel. If anybody hasn't seen Instagram or the gym homepage, we've got about 18 Atlas stones, ranging from 120 pounds up to 415 pounds, which take up a huge amount of space. Mike Bartos out of Ohio makes Stones of Steel, which are Atlas stones that are plate loadable. So there's two. There's a 17 inch and a 20 inch, loadable up to 450 pounds. So you can't use tacky on them, but they obviously take up a whole lot less room. So we just purchased those within the last month. So that's a nice teaching piece, because without the tacky, you really have to focus on squeezing your forearms together when you pick the stone, and then when it's in your chest, pulling it in tight to your chest. So you can't rely on that tacky to hold it up. So I'm real happy with those as well.
So just out of curiosity, how heavy of a stone can you guys load?
I actually just purchased a 350-pound stone, because I've loaded the 330 a couple times pretty easily, and then the next biggest stone we had was a 375, which humbled me regularly. So I just purchased a 350. Once I get back into I had shoulder surgery in December, so once I get back into heavy loading again, that 350 is my goal. But we've got Nick Davis and Jake Webb here have both loaded the 415 to a 48-inch box.
Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah. Wow, that's which are awesome. Real big numbers. Like World's Strongest Man last year, the heaviest stone was 455.
Wow.
For those monsters. So the 415 that we have, people loading that's a pretty big stone.
Nick is a genetic mutant.
Yeah.
Nick is, and I look at him, and I mean, we've talked before about how, like, when I see an athlete and that's just amazing, like, I froth at the mouth because I want to, you know, I want to help him and I want to see what he can do.
Yeah.
Nick is just ridiculous.
He's a strong dude.
Yeah, tell him about the very first time he picked up a stone.
He's a 20-year-old kid, first of all.
But, okay.
And he walked into the gym the first time, played football at Wayne State for a year, had some injuries with his ankle. And the first time he came in, he deadlifted up to like 550. And I said, well, what's your max? And he goes, I've never deadlifted before. I go, what do you mean you've never deadlifted before? He goes, that was the first time I've ever deadlifted. And he pulled 550 pounds. And at that point, he just goes, well, I want to get into powerlifting. And I said, no, you don't. I go, you want to do strongman. And he just goes, okay. So then he, and that was actually a pretty good imitation of him.
Yeah,
and,
sound just like him.
So then he was loading stones on his own one day. And I came in and he just goes, hey, Shane, I picked up that red stone. Is that good? And I go, the 375-pound stone? And he looks, and I go, that one? And it's a 375-pound stone. And I go, you loaded that? And he goes, yeah, is that good? And I go, yeah, that's pretty good, kid. Stick with me. You're going to go far. So he's like, okay, and he's loaded the 415 since then. So
I froth at the mouth, like, just to have that genetic potential. Like, you're 20 years old.
Yeah.
You don't even know how strong you are. It's like, you know, he doesn't I don't see a limit in him. And that's the amazing thing is, like, you know, you have kids that don't know their limits, so they do crazy shit. Like, that's him. He doesn't know his limits yet. He's new to this. He's new to lifting, really. He's new to strongman, new to powerlifting. And he does, I don't know where his limits are. I don't see any. It's just really incredible for me to witness.
That's pretty crazy. So. That's pretty crazy. I love the, I also used the prone hamstring curl that Shane has in here. It's a piece by Rogue. And overall, you said that thing was... it's very expensive, right?
Very expensive. Yep. I was very fortunate. I believe those are $2,500 on the Rogue site, but there's a CrossFit gym in Novi, Big Bad CrossFit. Jeff up there was getting rid of it.
Mm.
He was clearing out space. He bought a bunch of new equipment, and he sold that to me in a yoke at a very discounted price. So I was very very fortunate to get it. Probably something I would never have spent the $2,500 on, but. But yeah, I'm very, very, very happy with that one also.
So, you know, we had talked about this in the past, and the idea of doing a strength-based podcast for the Advices Radio Network. I think that would be awesome if you guys were interested in doing something like that. What do you guys think?
We've been, Shane and I have been hem-hawing about it for a little while. Like, well, Scott, you asked me last year to do something to this regard. And so... Shane and I started talking about it, and we started talking with a guy named Rob Fucarelli, who we've mentioned before, and Mike Folks, and we think that we're going to probably try and continue on with, like, a strength podcast. I don't have a name for it yet.
All right.
I don't have any, like, guidelines yet that I want to do, but I think what we want to do is make it fun and but informative. Mark Bell does a great job with his podcast.
Absolutely. He's just got such a great personality to begin with, anything he does, it just carries.
Exactly, and he's got a charisma, and he has fun with it.
Yeah.
So I think what we're going to try and do is, I mean, obviously not Mark Bell, but we're going to have fun and inform and try and bring in some strength athletes on. Like you had mentioned the possibility that you know some strength athletes.
Sure.
We do through what we do, and I'd like to bring in some strength coaches that can talk about, like, how they get their athletes strong.
Right on.
And I think it's going to be fun and informative and something a little different than what a lot of other people put out. And, you know, we definitely have loads of personality in this group. So,
I think every person wants to be strong, right?
Yeah.
But I think there's a lot of people who are hesitant and do a lot of training on their own, whether it's, like we said before, hesitation, intimidation, whatever it is. But I get a ton of guys who keep saying, I'm going to come over to your gym, but I'm going to get stronger before I come over there so I don't embarrass myself. Mm. And my reply always is, well, you've been at Lifetime for 6 years. If you're not strong enough by now, maybe you should start thinking about coming right now. You know, let's get started. So I think the more we talk about it, the more we throw it out there as far as, you know, there's good coaching here. There's no reason to be intimidated. I don't know. I just it's done so much for me being strong, you know, as far as self-confidence and not only in the gym, but, you know, out in the real world. And and that's something I'm trying to teach my sons is when you're strong and when you're confident, you have a bigger chest, you have your eyes up, you look more people in the eye, you meet more people, there's just a, and it's not being cocky, it's not being arrogant, but it's, you're more confident, and you talk to more people, Chuck and I are the same person, like, we can't go anywhere, you know, people usually tell us, shut the fuck up, but, I mean, I talk to everybody, everywhere I go, which is usually why I'm late everywhere, but, and it's that, you know, I'm engaging, and I talk to people, and it's because I have that, you know, my eyes are up and I have that confidence and the air about myself that, you know, I want to meet people and I want to bring more people in. I would just love to give that, I say the word gift, but I would love to be able to give that to somebody else and let them have that same feeling. And it's available. We got great people and it's a good feeling. So
I just wanted to say, I think that, putting a podcast together would be a great idea. I mean, you know, we've had a few people from the strength world on the show, and I know that I could put you guys in contact with a few more. I know that every time we've done anything strength related, I've gotten a really good response. even from the bodybuilding community. You know, there's a lot of people, Chuck, that have loved the stuff that you've shared. Just through all the episodes you've done, I've still gotten people reach out to me and tell me how much they appreciated it. I feel like, you know, we've got Mark Bell and there are a couple other shows, but there is a void in podcasting that is strength related. So I think that with the right show, you guys could do an awful lot, and I'm 100% here to support you if you guys decide that you want to, you know, push forward with that. And hey, you know, let's make it happen. The way I look at it is you know what? I worked anybody who listens to Bodybuilding Nerds Radio knows my story. I know some of the people here at Advices don't. I'm not going to go into it all here, but you know, I worked a 9-to-5 job, blue collar work, and I always loved bodybuilding. I found a way to make my passion eventually make money for me, and I was eventually I was able to quit the day job and kind of pursue what I love doing, talking about bodybuilding and training and helping people get into shape. I've been able to do that full time now for, you know, a while. And the thing is that it's, if you want to do something like this, if you want to jump into podcasting, my thought is just do it. Just freaking do it. Don't think about it. As Henry Rollins said in Black Flag, don't think about it, do it. Maybe that wasn't Black Flag. I think that was the Rollins Band. But anyway, that's my message for the day on that topic. And I say, let's just push forward. Let's just record some stuff, release it. And if you keep doing it, it'll just keep getting better. So
I'm all for that. And I think Shane is too.
Absolutely.
I know we have a lot of people that are actually very excited about the availability of a podcast like this. I have a lot of friends that always ask, and Shane does, and you know, I'm sure Jake does too. Everybody wants to ask you questions. And, you know, and I think it's something that I think, again, we can bring in a more approachable way. And I think it's something that we're all excited to do. So I know JJ Thomas is interested, the owner of Detroit Barbell, or nice. One of the owners of Detroit Barbell. He's interested in coming on and doing the same thing. And JJ has a ton of experience in powerlifting and strongman and strength sports, and JJ's a phenom. When he came into the strength community, when he started powerlifting, like he was in the early 20s and he was doing 700, 800 wow. pound squat at like, you know, like 198. JJ's one of the great lifters of his generation, and he just has a world of knowledge too. So he's welcome to do this too. He wants to maybe do some podcasts with us as well, maybe join us full time. But I think it's something that we all want to do.
Cool.
So,
and I do it more so just to get more people involved. I love the sport of strongman. I think I've done a pretty good job of getting more and more people involved. And I'm not doing it just for my gym and to bring people
sure.
in. I mean, no matter where you live, I mean, I've got friends at Rochester Performance Gym, at Detroit Barbell, like you mentioned. You know, I'll send you anywhere. But
well,
you know, just get in. Just get
this
in. Do
worldwide
it.
Too. Right. So. I mean, you could only bring so many people to Strength Depot. A, they'd have to live in the area, you know. And but regardless, yeah, this is going worldwide. So we have listeners, a lot of UK listeners. Shout out to those guys. We've got Australian listeners. We've got people everywhere. You know, we've got people in China that have reached out to me. There's everywhere across the world. People are getting these podcasts. So, and I think that's really awesome. And I like to do it for the same reason. I love the sport of bodybuilding, and I love what it's done for me, the confidence that it's helped me build, not only like in my training, but in all aspects of life. And it's taught me to be a go-getter, and it's taught me a lot of really positive things. So I feel the same, man. I feel like I want to share that. I'm right there with you. But Chuck, as always, man, thanks a lot. I appreciate having you on, and let's talk in the future. Let's figure something out. Let's make some podcasting happen.
If you have any, like, I'd love to hear from like your viewing audience or your listening audience.
Yeah.
Viewing, my gosh, I'd love to hear from your listening audience and see if they want this. I'd love to hear if people want to have a strength podcast. If people want to hear more about like from Shane and the group and. I'd like to know your feedback. I really would.
All right. Well, guys, you heard the man. Reach out to me. Let me know what you think. And, you know, if you guys want to have a strength show, we can do that. We can get that set up. You know, we can use the Advices Radio forums to take questions. and we can make this part of the regular rotation. I'd be happy to do that. So guys, for Advices Radio, I'm Scott McNally at Strength Depot live. We are recording here in this echoey room. Thanks for having me out, and we are out of here.
All right, this has been another episode of Advices Radio, only on the Advices Radio Network. So it looks like the guys are up for starting a podcast. They've got big hearts and a ton of information about strength. So I'm going to look forward to see what they do. Thanks for hanging in with me. And once again, I apologize for the acoustics. We'll be back next week with studio quality recordings. Thanks, guys, and we will talk to you soon.
Advices Radio Network.